Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. These Wednesday shows are always super weird. It's going to get weirder here at the top, D'Anthony.
Why?
I just want to warn you. I want to give you a heads up. There's some people that need to be outed and outed for their stupidity. First of all, I don't have time just for chit-chat anymore, you know? We do that at the office. Otherwise, if you're going to call me on the telephone, it should involve money or blood, okay? You need to be given money out, receiving money, or you need to be bleeding, or someone in my family's got to be bleeding at this point, okay? And I know that sounds selfish, but we got a lot going on here. Got the Devil Rays deal just went through. I'm wearing the hat again.
Well,
oversized.
Listen to what you're saying.
A little oversized.
For some reason, we've decided as a society that you just being who you are is selfish.
What do you mean?
Like not...
It is.
It's okay to just not want to talk to people.
It depends.
No, it doesn't depend. Okay to just not want to talk to people.
Do you have family members, though, that you're like, ah, shit, I feel guilty I didn't talk to them?
I don't feel that particular emotion. Guilt is the most useless emotion I can ever imagine. It's present tense worry about past tense mistakes.
Oh, I knew I shouldn't ask it.
Doesn't make any sense.
I knew I shouldn't ask it at the top. I knew the answer.
The instant you feel what you might think is guilt, you can correct that immediately. So no, I don't feel that.
Okay.
That's fucking stupid.
Okay. Well, I, like most people in the world, feel guilty if you don't talk to family members or whatnot and everything else. This was a good friend of ours, a mutual friend. I'm not going to say his name. I'm not going to burn him down for this today. But he calls me, and I just assume that it's important.
Wait, you mean ours as in you and your family?
No, or you and me.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you and me. You and me, friends.
Well, just know that if I figure out who it is, I'm going to say it out loud based on your description, because I don't give a fuck about their feelings.
So he calls me, and I'm like, all right, dude, this has got... I'll answer it. It's got to be important. It's got to be important. And he goes, hey, dude, you know, heard the show yesterday. I heard you guys have signed with the Rays and the Rowdies down there in Tampa and the Marlins and all that stuff. Hard AF Seltzer's going great. I think I have the next big thing. And immediately I was already like, oh boy, here we go, right? Here we go. And it was worse than I could have imagined.
Was it? So I had a good idea.
Okay.
And I posted it on Instagram. I don't know if you saw it or not.
Let's hear yours first, and then I'll tell you what his was.
And so mine was, it's called Cum Dog Millionaire.
Okay.
That's as far as I got. I was really high, and I was like, Cum Dog Millionaire, big time.
Sure.
And I put it on the internet and saw, I just said yes or no, and 90% of people said yes.
Said yes, but they didn't even know what they were saying yes to.
I mean, we can work it out. We can decide what Cum Dog Millionaire would be.
Well, it might be the name of this product. Hold on. Mm-hmm. This might be the name of this product. And
I was going to say, before you get into kidding. It, the movie Hot Tub Time Machine only exists because they just thought of the term Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yeah. Well, this could be the name of the product that this guy is looking for. So he goes, hey, I have this genius idea for you.
And that's never a true statement.
Ever.
By the way.
Ever.
People who have a genius idea just tell you their idea. They don't fucking caveat it in the front end.
Yep.
All you're trying to do is convince me, like, oh yeah, you said it was a good idea, so it must be. Like, nope.
I agree.
I immediately distrust what you're going to tell me if you say, it's like, hey, trust me, blah, 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 blah. Nope. No preamble, fucking qualifiers. Just say what you got to say and then we'll decide.
So I go, let's hear it. What do we got here? And he goes, all right, it's in the health supplement space. And I was like, okay. And he goes, but it also has to do with sex. And he goes, I've got a friend, he said, who came up with this genius idea. And it's a pill you take. And it's to make women's pussies wetter. So you're already starting off with a much wetter pussy than you originally would have had before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know one single woman. I ran this by my wife. I don't know one single woman who was like, man, you know what I wish I had? Was just a wetter pussy all day long in case dudes want to fuck me.
I don't know. How quickly does this work?
This sounds like a pill that trannies would take. not regular women.
Right. I didn't think a regular woman would be like, oh, man, I need a wetter pussy.
I've certainly experienced different moisture levels throughout my life with different women.
Sure.
And then sometimes with the same women, right?
Yeah.
It just depends on a variety of factors. But I've never personally, and Giorgio would probably be the expert on this because he fucks women that are over 65 years old.
Yeah.
But I've never personally run into a situation that it, look, here's the deal. If the vagina is wet, it means you've not properly done your job to get it wet, and there's work to be done.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's like you're trying to open a safe, and there's three numbers in the combination. Well, bro, you've only put in two.
Yeah.
Okay. So keep cracking and you'll get there eventually. You don't need to fucking take a pill for that shit.
Exactly. No handing out wet pussies, you know?
No, yeah. Nor should we. Nor should we be handing out wet pussies.
You should have to earn that wet pussy.
It's not for you. This is for the unhappy housewife who, you know, whose husband isn't there, but she's got to give him, you know, sex once a month. Or maybe he comes home drunk a little bit and she's like, fine. And she's like, she's looking down at her pussy. She's like, please work.
Get out of that relationship.
Yeah, you got to get out of that relationship.
She doesn't, though. She stays.
The problem is, this is everybody you date in real life. And it's these one-offs of these desperate housewives that, you know, yes, they need a wetter. Nobody's going to buy this pill.
They tell me these stories, Ross.
No, so women that you're talking about, they read novels with fucking Fabio in the front of them.
They do.
That they don't fucking take pills to get wetter pussies.
Sometimes they don't have time. That's what I'm asking, how quickly this goes on. Like, if she's like, damn, shit's dry, pop a pill 5 minutes later.
No.
Well, it depends on, like, as the drug progresses and gets better. So you remember Viagra was the first one for dicks, and it just keeps you hard. Not constantly, but you're like fucking...
It's a good 2 days.
You're on the precipice of hardness 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Then there's the other one. What's it
called?
Cialis, which is like, oh, when the mood arises, you'll be ready or whatever.
Right.
So I assume version two of this is going to... Because I don't think any woman wants to be walking around just soaking fucking wet all the time.
No, dude. I mean, that's what I said. I go, what happens if dinner runs late or the movie runs longer than you thought?
Then you leave snail tracks on every fucking thing you sit on.
I was gonna say, you're fucking wet all over people's shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, sorry, I'm on whatever the drug name is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a conversation starter. So
number two, what if you're a woman and you have a problem getting wet?
If you're what?
You're a woman. Like, you know, there are women who have trouble coming. I assume there are also women who have trouble, you know, getting wet.
It's who are you, Ben Shapiro?
So, yeah, dude.
So lube has existed for thousands of years.
Longer than that. Millions.
No, people 2,000 years ago were using olive oil and then some kind of weird pulverized sea kelp.
Snot? I bet you cavemen were using snot.
We did an episode on this once. It was kelp.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right. That's
okay,
right.
Last attempt. What if that's kind of your thing and you just want it sloppy? Like talking sloppy Joe. Like.
Again, lubrication. This makes no sense whatsoever. Keep a vat next to the bed.
And by the way, it's not the lubrication that makes a super wet pussy enjoyable. It's all the things that led to the lubrication. You know what I mean? Like inflammation is not a good word for that, but swelling around the baffling inside of the cells in the vagina. You know what I mean? That's what is giving you the grip.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you just lube something up, that's not doing it.
It could be anything.
You could be sliding in and out of any hole.
So, and this is, by the way, this is true. And I'm going to hold this up for the Patreon folks here. You want to hit those lights, by the way? Yeah. So with that, another call had come in. And I had already told him on the phone. I said, hey, bro, what the fuck are you? Is this real? Are you calling me about this? Like, this can't be fucking real. And he said... another call came in. I was like, dude, give me 5 minutes and I'll call you right back. I called. It goes immediately to voicemail and then he sends this text. No worries. I was just messing around anyways. No, you were not messing around. I know when people are messing around and joking. This was a real conversation about a real thing that you really wanted to pitch and you wanted out into the world that your friends did, I guess. But in no way, shape, or form does a woman really want a wetter. Man, I need a wetter pussy today. You know? There was one thing I was missing. What was it? Was it eggs? Man, did I forget to pick up kombucha from Whole Foods? Get those wetter pussy drugs. I got to get those wetter pussy drugs. No, that's just not a thing, dude. And if you call me with some fucking bullshit like that again, We're not friends.
Bob, look up what natural ways women can make their pussies wetter.
Are you talking about with different juices, perhaps?
Whatever. Or I mean, there's lotions? There's always... And if it's honestly, it's probably all on Goop.
Well, there's something from a thing called Her Fantasy Box, and it's called Slippery Box.
Okay.
So this appears to be a market for this already.
I think that's just a bunch of different kinds of lube.
Pop up the pic on screen there. Let me see what we're dealing with.
Oh, it's a pill. Interesting.
Yeah. Naturally increases moisture. Fun.
Or is it like a fucking vag suppository?
Vaginal moisturizer and lubricant. So you're putting that? I think you're rubbing that on your pussy, though. You're not taking it and then it makes your pussy wet. Don't you break open one of those?
Yeah, you crack it like an egg.
Yeah.
No, it's 2 capsules per day.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, you're just taking this.
So what's inside it? What are the ingredients?
Yeah, what are the ingredients in something like this?
Oh, let me try to find it here.
So this is a real product already?
Yeah, it's a real product. Ingredients. Ulmus rubra, which is slippery elm bark.
Big fan.
Slippery elm bark.
Bark. And that's it.
Great. Because I know the first thing I would want my dick rubbing up against is slippery elm bark.
Well, so there's a number of different uses for this, according to healthline.com.
Okay.
The first is inflammatory bowel diseases, like Crohn's and things like that. So Delco should have one on standby anyways.
We should have some here for him.
Yeah, we should.
Then there's soothing a cough or sore throat. Makes sense. Lubrication.
Yes.
Irritation of the urinary tract. That makes sense as well. Heartburn and GERD or gastroesophageal reflux disease or acid reflux. It's a weird combination of things, to be honest.
It really is.
And it doesn't come in any kind of liquid form. It comes in lozenges, tablets, fine powder for tea, and then coarse powder for making like a poultice.
And how long does it take to work? Does it say?
No.
Okay.
I found another one. It's called Wet. Wet vagina pills. Sure.
You're editorializing. It doesn't say wet vagina pills.
Yes, it does.
It says wet.
Pop it up on screen.
On the caption, it says wet vagina pills. So it's wet vagina pills.
Oh, got it.
I still don't. That's really on the nose.
Yeah.
You wouldn't name Viagra hard dick pills.
Well,
why?
Maybe.
We're Blue Chew guys now over here. Promo code Drinking Bros.
Nobody would buy it.
First off,
it's free. It's free shipping, $5 shipping. It's
important to note that this product is unisex.
Why? In case you want a wet asshole?
In case a dude wants a wet asshole? That's not how that works. Right?
I don't think so.
I assume, I'm not a doctor. First of all, I'm going to state that.
Yeah, you've never played one on TV, so we can go ahead and check that out.
I know that's shocking for the audience, George.
Yeah, I'm sure they're all wondering, where did he get his doctorate from? Harvard or Yale? Which one?
But a medicine that made your pussy wet would not also make your asshole wet. So if you were a man and wanted a wet asshole, you would probably have a different medication.
You don't know that.
Yeah. This is also...
Slippery elm bark... works in your gastrointestinal region, so why wouldn't it make your asshole wet?
Do you take this, or is this a suppository?
It's a pill.
You take it as well, and this also uses slippery elm bark. It says slippery elm bark and magnesium have been used for hundreds of years to increase slippery wet mucilage tissues in our body and relieve stomach lining irritation, dry throats, and more. It just so happens that the vagina responds to it and becomes very quote-unquote juicy and naturally lubricated.
So you're just walking around with a runny nose and a wet pussy 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Is essentially what happens with
this. Wow, that's a whole box of no fun.
And possibly a wet asshole as well.
Yeah. We don't know.
Or if you're out there looking for...
It doesn't seem like the juice is worth the squeeze in this one. And I mean that in a non-pun way because I don't like puns.
Yeah, but I do like puns, so I appreciated it. Either way, I politely told him to go fuck himself today.
Yeah.
I was unaware that this product already exists.
Text him back and be like, and if you can't get it in, get some slippery elm bark.
I'm going to text him back. What's this? Is it the wet one?
Yeah, wet.
All right,
I'm going to keep a little pouch.
Take a picture of it.
Elm bark on me at all times. Just by the way, sniffing seats is going to rise precipitously after this episode goes
out. What a just funny... a nice bike seat.
Like, now that Giorgio knows this, he's going to be trying to fucking convince everybody he knows to take this, and he's going to be sniffing seats all over town.
Well, Giorgio has to have his women take this because they're all 60 years old.
I'm off that, Ross.
No, you're not off that.
I'm off it.
Who are you dating now?
Giorgio was a 26-year-old Irish girl.
Giorgio is a boyfriend chameleon.
Yeah.
He just adapts whatever fucking traits the girl he's fucking at the time has.
It's true.
Braces, no braces? What's the story?
No braces.
Okay.
But she's looking into it.
But is she Irish? Does she have a thick accent? Oh, family, Giorgio.
The family does.
Do you ask her about Lucky Charms at all?
I did.
Isn't it interesting that in the last couple weeks, two out of the three producers have made love to an Irish person?
It really is. Man, yeah,
like an actual
strange.
Irish. She's from Ireland.
Is it because of St. Patrick's Day?
His girlfriend and the guy that
was with. Yeah.
Girlfriend. Let's not go that far. But I've gone on.
How many dates? What are we looking at here? Three dates with this lovely
lady.
Have
you been inside of her asshole yet?
No.
Okay.
So it's not a real relationship then?
It's not.
Not yet. Okay.
But I'm just saying I'm off the 65-year-old.
Red hair. Is she full Irish? Is it like a... Is it you know, everything you hope for? Is it something, somebody on the side of a box?
Have you, like, tried to hide her potatoes and see if she gets mad?
Yes.
And what was the result of that?
She hit me.
She, okay. Yeah, yeah. A lot of leprechauns running around, all that other stuff.
She got mad when I brought that up.
Guinness?
No.
All right.
How do you think Mike Tyson says Guinness?
Guinness.
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 It's a hard TH on that one. He thought Hezbollah was a little baby yesterday. It was one of the most frightening videos
I've ever
seen.
Did you see him run and jump into the pool?
Oh, my God.
It was a real Lenny from Of Mice and Men situation.
Sure,
I thought
was.
He was going to tear that little bastard in half.
Are we on Patreon? Yeah. Show the video.
Little
then.
Dagestani kid just gets ripped in half by Mike Tyson.
Oh, this is... I mean, I thought... Because I thought he was going to bite his ear off at first.
I'm sure he thought
about it. He nuzzled up to him. Yeah, go ahead and look for Mike Tyson.
So you know
and
Mike
Hezbollah.
You know Mike Tyson's weed company. They came out with a whole line of gummies that are in the shape of ears.
They did, yeah, with Holyfield.
That is a real thing.
Yeah, Holyfield was in on it though. So, yeah, pop that video up on screen there. This is the one that I saw, and then he starts tickling him like a little baby, not knowing he's a grown
up. Even when it's a midget, it's not appropriate to tickle another grown man.
Hezbollah does get a shot in here though. As they're fake sparring.
He always does.
Boom.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh.
And that's when he grabs him and then he goes for the ear right there.
It's
oh my God. Like he's a little baby.
That's
so weird to watch, weird, dude.
So if you're a 19-year-old boy and someone does that to you, how do you feel?
I would just
immediately start coming, probably.
Dominated. Fair. There's just nothing you can do.
Just so they know not to do it again.
Well, MMA fighter Sean Strickland also asked the question we've all fought on Twitter today, or maybe it was yesterday. Has Hezbollah fucked?
Yes.
Dude, he's Dagestani. They've 100% taken him to some prostitutes.
Yes, easily. Easily.
Or just dragged one into the room he's in.
And he's how rich he is? He's definitely...
Now, are they
one would argue he's the most
adjacent.
Famous one they have. He's the most famous citizen of that shithole country.
But are they pedophiles?
No, it's Dagestani is what he meant.
Dagestani.
Like, he's probably the most famous Dagestani even past Khabib now.
Have you seen... Yes. Oh, have you seen his Instagram numbers?
Dude, people that don't know what MMA is know who Hezbollah is just from fucking video.
Yeah,
that's
Instagram
true,
videos.
But like Khabib is the most famous Muslim athlete.
I bet you Hezbollah has more Instagram followers.
Hezbollah is not a fucking athlete. He is a 19-year-old midget.
I just saw him punch Mike Tyson in the face.
Yeah, so. and then he got his fucking ear nuzzled like a fucking horse.
He could grow. He could continue to grow, speaking of sex. But also, Rob knows Hezbollah. Rob doesn't really know Habib.
Yeah,
like, that's a good
indicator. You're right.
I know who Hezbollah is. Habib, I couldn't pick out of a lineup.
Yeah, I understand. Well, they all look the same. They all look like Dwight Schrute's cousins.
Yeah, probably.
Every single one of them, which is why it's hard for them to catch on over here. It's like, oh boy, the inbreeding that goes on over there is something fierce. Absolutely fucking fierce.
There's only 9 of them. They're not like the royals doing it on purpose.
I know.
Oh, you're so wrong, Ross.
They did this doc of like Dagestani of like, oh, what it's like and how they train and all this other shit. And they showed it before a fight recently. It was the most depressing footage I've ever seen. It was like goats on the side of a mountain, literally on the side of a mountain.
Yeah, that's how you make hard men. Guess how many Instagram followers Hezbollah has?
34 million.
7.8.
Woo, okay.
And guess how many Habib has?
How many?
35.
Oh, shit. Really?
That's not a Instagram is certainly not a barometer anymore.
It was his barometer that he chose.
It is, and I'll tell you why. Because if you're looking for most popular and who everybody would know.
Check TikTok.
Yeah, it would be there.
Like you're missing all of the Asian audiences. They don't fuck around.
Does Habib even have a fucking TikTok?
Yeah.
That's the question, though.
I'm sure his team does for marketing purposes.
Maybe. Maybe. But yeah, Hasbulla is fucking everywhere. That's interesting. That's not even close. That's 30 million more. I'll side with you, Georgia, on this one. Maybe it's just the comedy of it that we enjoy Hasbulla more, but...
People just really love Habib. Like, there's a lot of Muslims.
No, I know. I know. Dan, how many in the world would you say?
How many Muslims?
Yeah, there's a lot, right?
2 billion.
Yeah. So that makes sense. Because most really? Of the Muslims, yeah, most of the Muslims fucking love him and ride with him. So I think that's your answer, actually.
There's only 2 billion?
There's only, what, 8 billion people in the world. So 1 out of 4
yeah,
is
I think
Muslim.
Christianity is still the largest. Yeah. I think Christianity has 2.5 billion, and then Buddhism has about 2 billion, probably.
Yeah.
If I had to guess.
Yeah.
It looks like, I'll find the numbers here, but Christianity is about 1/3 of Earth, 31.2%. Islam's about 1/4.
Seems like those crusades went well.
That's a lot. They did initially. We'll see how it all shakes out in the end, you know?
Actually, this list has Christian Pew Research. Christians, 2.3 billion. Muslims, 1.8 billion.
Mm.
Huh. All right. The more you know. The more you know.
We're learning.
We are learning. We are learning. We actually learned today, too, that Tekashi 6ix9ine should probably go out with security every single place he goes. If you're not familiar with the... popular rainbow-haired rapper. He's the one who infamously snitched on everybody to get out of charges so he wouldn't go to prison. Mm-hmm. He was in jail for a while. What was the name of that gang he snitched on? Do you remember? It was in New York, and he wanted to be a fucking gangster. They took him out, gave him some guns, had him shoot up some shit. Some murders were involved that he didn't pull the trigger on. But he was around.
It was the nine.
Well, there's a video of him yelling at one of the people they were going to murder, saying he was going to murder him.
Correct, yeah.
Which is not technically illegal until there's an implicit act.
Right.
But then having a conversation with people afterwards to send people to go murder him, yes.
So he was looking at roughly, I don't know, 15 years or something like that. Decided to flip on every single person in the gang. Got out of jail, went into protective custody. And the judge warned him. They said, look, we gave you immunity. We're going to put you in protective custody. But if you come out and fucking go on Instagram and all your bullshit again, there's nothing we can do anymore to protect you, and we're not going to. I think that lasted, what, 4 or 5 days? And then he came out on social media and was just like, fuck everybody. I'm rich. Here's my money. Here's my cars.
He's one of the dumbest people on Earth.
The gang is called 9Trey.
That's it, 9Trey.
And he had been arrested previously in 2015 for use of a child in a sexual performance. Now, I don't know what that was. Do you have a backup dancer that was like 17 or some shit?
Yeah, so there was allegations that he, I think, fucked.
That's not what that is.
A 14 or 15-year-old on stage, or got oral sex or something like that. I remember it was on stage, and it was part of the thing to make him go viral. His whole life, by the way, has been based on the internet and how to grow a name and a brand and all that stuff off the internet. And he did that. He was very successful with it. Actually, Hulu did a doc, Giorgio, on it that I watched. And him, his girlfriend, and somebody else kind of went through everything that he did just to try to get famous.
So he was charged with 3 counts of child sexual performance after a February 2015 incident in which he had physical contact with a 13-year-old girl and later distributed videos of the incident online as part of a music video.
Ah, that's it. That's it.
So why is this guy still alive? How did he not get killed in prison or anything?
Well, they tried. And then they put him away in solitary confinements. Then this other shit popped up. And then boom, here we are. In today's world, I'm surprised it's taken this long for people to get him. So he goes into a Planet Fitness to work out without his security. And goes into the sauna and then gets jumped by a bunch of dudes inside this Planet Fitness. Do we know where this was at, by the way?
LA Fitness, and it's in Florida.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. LA Fitness in Florida.
Yeah.
And if it's in Florida, why take that risk? There's a ton of gangs in Florida.
South Florida, I believe.
Yeah,
too.
Why take that risk? That's the dumbest shit of all time. But the beauty of it is, the guys took video of beating the Christ out of him at this LA Fitness down there. Show the video, Bob. He gets all turtled up here, and then eventually security is called. But They started kicking the Christ out of him.
That actually is the name of that position.
Is it really?
Yep.
Turtle. Oh, look at that, Giorgio. You're welcome. You're welcome for me.
Yo, but fuck, nigga. That's how they supposed to treat each other.
Oof, that's a broken
man. Mickey Mouse ass, clown ass, nigga. Do something.
Go ahead.
Take a picture. Go ahead. Take a picture. I want to be famous now, nigga. I want to be famous. Fuck, nigga. I got plenty.
There's a longer video that shows him getting dragged out of that.
There is. Also with when the security arrives with blood all over his face. Yeah, show this video, Bob. There it is. That's a nice shot right there.
Twitter's only showing like 20-second ones.
We need longer, Bob.
Yeah, I'll find it.
We need longer. We need the whole thing.
Oh, there's something.
You can show him walking out there with blood all over his face, because that's when the security actually came. And
why does he look like a prostitute?
He always looks like that. That's what he looks like.
Yo, I'm not going to lie, bro. I'm a fan, bro. Yo, I'm a fan. I'm saying, bro.
The guy videoing the other three dudes beat the Christ out of him is like, I'm a fan, bro.
Yeah.
Cool. That's crazy.
That's so fucking funny, dude. He's covered in blood trying to get the fuck out of there. And the guy filming on his phone says, I'm a fan. So, I'm a fan, but I'm definitely going to upload this to the internet for the world to see. Bob, do you have the aftermath photo? Because there's a picture of him in the hospital, too. If you want to play, if you want to show that pic at the top of that article.
So here's the
there you go.
The child shit. He was making a music video with this other dickhole, and they had a 13-year-old girl who was naked, and Daniel Hernandez, who is Tekashi 6ix9ine, slapped her on the ass, and then she was sitting in his lap, and the other dude was feeling her up, like touching her titties and shit.
Great.
A 13-year-old. So why has this guy not been fucking executed in public somewhere?
That's what the mystery has been.
I support
ever
this.
Since he was out. So do I. So look at show this pic one more time. So this is him in the hospital bed. Why even take this photo too and then send it out to TMZ?
Because he's been raised in a culture where he's the victim. Like he basically sexually assaulted a 13-year-old and then took a plea deal.
Yep.
And the plea deal was that he had to go get his GED.
No, stop it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's great.
Probation, and he had to get his GED for raping a child.
Jesus Christ.
So that's the culture we live in now.
It is. Bob, did you find that longer video?
So I'm on TMZ, and they only have a 35-second video.
Pop that one up. Let's see the 35.
Same thing, right? But I'll just, yeah.
Yeah, let's see it. Let's see it in its full. Again, we're on Patreon, so who gives a shit?
Yo, what the fuck? That's how they supposed to treat each other. Bitch ass. Oh, Mickey Mouse ass. Clown ass. Do something.
Go ahead.
Take a picture.
Go ahead.
Take a picture. I want to be famous now. I want to be famous. Fuck.
Yo, this is Jump 6ix9ine, bro. Yo, homie, I'm not gonna lie, bro. I'm a fan, bro. No, I'm a fan.
God, I love that statement so much.
I'm
a fucking, I'm a fan, dude. Ah, it's great.
This is that white lady's worst nightmare.
Oh yeah, dude. Are you kidding me? Having to deal with this shit in the middle of the afternoon. And why is he wearing a puffy jacket? I know he was going, he was in a sauna, but why that jacket in a sauna? That's something you wear in the dead of winter where it was just like, is he trying to lose weight? I don't really get it down in Florida, but it can't be too much longer that this guy's still alive on this earth, right?
I hope not.
Me neither.
Every day he draws breath on this planet is an affront to decency.
Yeah. Yeah.
So hopefully he'll just get really depressed about this and kill himself.
We'll see.
That would be the most elegant solution.
It would be ideal. Who is the other guy? XXXTentacion, that guy. The day that he died, I was like, finally. Fuck. How was he alive for that long?
You know? I felt the same way about George Floyd. But not until I saw his rap sheet after.
Right.
It's like, he had just done what? Robbed somebody, got, okay. And then what are his prior charges? Oh, holding a gun to a pregnant woman's stomach. Okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah, fuck him. I'm glad he's fucking dead. Come burn down my city.
Did you see that somebody painted a mural on the side of a wall?
And he got struck by lightning.
Of pointing the gun at the pregnant.
Oh, no, that's hilarious. No, but there was one in, I don't remember if it was LA or Chicago, a mural that got struck by lightning.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Fucking hilarious. So even Zeus doesn't like what you're up to. Or Thor. You know, no offense to any Thor fans. I don't know what you're into.
Yeah, dude.
Speaking of Zeus and Thor, uh-huh. I was thinking about Russell Crowe the other day. I brought him up on the show. Was it yesterday or the day?
Yeah,
it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Did you know that Ridley Scott is making a new Gladiator movie?
Yes. Yeah. So I heard this.
It's called
this,
Gladiator 2.
And I think Denzel Washington is the lead, right? Is that true?
I don't know if he's going to be the lead.
Okay.
Or I don't know. I don't know what it is. The lead is, what is that kid's name? Hold on. Let me find it. His name is
Barry Keoghan or Cohen.
Barry Keoghan.
Oh, and he's, Barry Keoghan.
Yeah, yeah, he's playing Emperor Gaeta. Which, if you were making a list of the worst of all the emperors, you're talking about Nero, Caligula, Commodus, who was the first. The fictionalized version of Commodus was the first gladiator.
Okay, guy.
That's who Joaquin Phoenix played, and then Gaeta is the other one. He's like one of the most brutal pieces of shit of all time.
Gotcha. So that Barry Keoghan guy,
really good actor.
He's also, yes, and he's going to be the Joker mm-hmm. in the next Batman movie as well. They kind of introduced him at the end. If you got through it, that movie sucked. But
he's in Dunkirk, Banshees of Inisherin.
Great actor.
Really good.
Very loved good him actor. In Banshees. Yeah. Loved him in Banshees. Yeah. He actually did get an Academy nom for that.
Yeah, he's a very, very good actor. And if he's in it... Yeah, I could be in. Ridley Scott is gonna be in his 80s, though, like late. I would say 86 years
he's
old.
He's the one to do it, though.
He's 85.
Is. Yeah. Look, he's a fucking gangster, man.
He'll build it all. He'll do a lot of the practical sets. Like, it'll feel real.
Straight up. He'll do it. So hopefully he's able to live to do it.
What if he dies and then Michael Bay finishes it and there's just explosions all over the place?
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
Like some fucking B-52 bombers and A-10 Warthogs come in and just light up the fucking the arena. That would be really fun.
He's getting
a lot
active.
Of lens flares.
Yeah. He's trying to keep himself alive at this point.
Yeah, he did The Last Duel last year. You know, and you know what he's got?
2 years ago?
You know, he's working a lot.
He's got coming out that I'm real hyped for, that the softcore history boy. We might have to take a field trip for this one. Joaquin Phoenix starring as Napoleon.
Oh, shit, dude. So I read about that, and I saw a trailer for it. So
now we've figured out that Napoleon was actually 4.5 feet tall, right? And Joaquin Phoenix is 6'7". So it doesn't make sense.
He's not that. He's about 5'6", 5'7" in real life.
He's not that small.
Yeah, he is.
Napoleon was not tall at all. Normal height for his era.
Yeah, like, what was he, like 5'6" or 7"?
Yeah,
it was
British propaganda. Yeah. He was a tiny boy.
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix is around.
Yeah, he's probably about the same.
Yeah.
He's not a big dude.
They do that with everyone, though. Like, Hitler was pretty handsome, and we just kind of, like, forget that. It's...
Sorry, what?
I'm sorry?
Okay, Kanye.
What? Hitler
like,
was
this
like,
is how it starts.
Hitler
like,
was
really?
Like the first emo.
Bob, can you repeat that last statement there?
I don't need to... You guys just...
What?
Hitler was pretty handsome.
Can we rename this episode to...
Hitler was pretty handsome. Yeah. You know? Not a bad looking guy.
As the one third of softcore history, I'm going to denounce Rob.
I'll be taking over for Rob at softcore history.
You're going to take it so out of context, you guys.
Yeah,
you're right.
That's
not
it was
at
pretty
all.
Do you have a good picture of... Type in handsome Hitler and see what pops
now,
up. Real thankful this
I
is on
understand,
Patreon today.
I understand the young Joseph Stalin. Right? The one photo exists.
Yes, yes.
But
oh, I look a lot alike.
Hitler was handsome? In what world?
Well, we're about to find out here. Bob, find a handsome photo of Hitler to back up this statement.
Yeah,
here.
If like pick the picture that Hitler would pick if he was making a Bumble profile.
Ooh, good call. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. That's a challenge. I like that. I like that, D'Anthony. That's a good one.
Well, I'm doing consulting now.
On the side?
Mostly for former despots.
I'm trying to find a younger
Joseph
young
Stalin
one.
Was a good looking young man.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, pull
Hitler,
that
a young Hitler.
Hitler was a little
old?
Bitch, dude.
Was he old in World War II?
Hitler?
Yeah.
Hitler never got old.
That's what I was going to say, right?
Well, in Argentina.
Yeah, exactly. Do we have any later photos in life where his mustache grew out?
I don't know what Rob was thinking. Like, he was never good looking. He
we'll
was never
find
attractive.
Out. Look, I will wait. For photographic See, evidence,
yeah,
that
but
Bob
some,
can present.
Sometimes if a guy
jury.
Doesn't have like natural good looks, his like kind and authoritative presence, and then also being well groomed and being super funny, will make up for it. And maybe that's where Rob got tripped up because everybody knows how funny Hitler was.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you guys are like buying. You forget like before he invaded Poland,
is that
people
him?
Were like he's pretty.
That looks like Coop who does Crime Corner.
No, that's the Rowdies.
logo.
Well, this is also Hitler. The Rowdy's logo is Hitler.
God, we just signed this deal, guys.
That's Hitler in World War One. Right there. In trench warfare.
Still not good looking in this photo.
No.
No. He looks terrible.
I think I you guys are that. Kind of blinded by...
Here, pull up young Stalin.
No, I'm not. I can't do this.
Yeah, pull up young Stalin.
Yeah, young Stalin will be an interesting
he was
one.
I mean, he was short. He was only 5'8", too, but he was a good looking dude.
Right. It was just this one photo, though. He wrote this photo for a long time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's like somebody's Facebook profile with a picture from 2016 on it still.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's a handsome that man.
Is that Stalin?
Oh, yeah.
I'd fuck Stalin.
It's a really good picture. This is from the
Look
same.
Look at that hair.
That's still a fucking good looking dude.
Yeah, let's see.
That's a classic looking man.
Sure is. Yeah, that's a decent looking dude. If he was in a nicer... He looks poor in that photo. Yeah.
He is poor in that photo.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody looks ugly when they're poor. If you put like a nice Hugo Boss suit on him, which the Nazis also were in charge of, he would look like a really good looking dude. So yeah, Stalin, I'll give you.
Well, that picture, you can tell how small he is too.
Stalin?
Yeah.
Was he a tiny man?
5'8", I think.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
There haven't been a whole lot of very large dictators over the years.
Giorgio, is it weird that Stalin and Hitler are taller than you?
Only tiny men invade, really.
Yeah, that's where the
complex.
Napoleon syndrome thing comes from.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
I mean, how tall was Genghis?
Oh, not he had to be very short. Right? He's Asian. He's got to be small, right? We got a height on Genghis.
He's fucking Central Asian, built fucking like... I don't know if Mongolia.
No, but he was thick.
Likely around 5'8" to 5'10" is what
I'm saying. Which is huge for that time.
It is. Yeah. That's true. And if he was 5'10" in Asia, he was a fucking giant. So let's face it.
Yeah, because I don't know if you know this, but back then they had the rims down at 8 feet. So he was just dunking on fools left and right.
Left and fucking right.
Genghis Khan mostly known for dunking on people.
Yes. The line is 5'9", though. I believe Mao was under 5'9". Hitler was under 5'9". So.
Well, Mao was a Chinaman. And if you took his skullet blowout, he probably was 5'10", right? He had a weird fucking haircut.
He did.
What is it with Chinamen and weird haircuts?
Yeah, pull up a picture of Mao. It's it kind of reminds me of Kim Jong-il. Yeah,
a little bit, but he had a skullet, and it was blown out in the back a little bit.
Oh, I didn't know he had a skullet. Yeah. Maybe I'm thinking the wrong guy. When he got older.
Look at the color one.
Look at that fucking skullet. That's hard to see. That's a fucking bozo ring. Go.
So he's
that's a B ring.
He's
dude.
Basically got a skullet that he's teased out. He's like it's like fucking DJ Pauly D.
He put a bump it in there.
Yeah,
I sure did. Bump it.
I forgot about that. I think you know what. Full disclosure, I think that I saw a very hot and popular Instagram personality the other day with a fucking bump it in.
Really?
Yeah. Which is whatever, right?
Yeah,
I just didn't think we were still doing the big hair thing.
I don't mind it. I was looking at some photos. I follow this this Instagram, this like 80s Instagram. Vintage Frat is the name of it. And all of those teased out fucking whores from the 80s from all those music videos and shit. Dude, I sat down and watched November Rain the other day. And I'm telling you, man, that look would still play today if everybody decided to do it. At least it's not boring. You know? Like, I'm fine with it if they decided to bring it back.
Well, I just don't want people... women being taller than me, so I guess we're gonna have to use those shoes.
Oh, the our new sponsor.
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, the Converse's.
Hold on, let me see how you pronounce it.
But I'll tell you what I don't like.
Kanzuri.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I don't like in a woman is these fucking Dahmer glasses. Bob, pull up Gwyneth Paltrow. She's on trial today, and she wore the fucking Dahmer glasses into court today, and it's like, hey, dude. No, you're fucking
yeah,
audience.
Dress like somebody who's who won their court case. Like OJ, for example. So show up in blackface. I guess. I don't know.
This is what she looked like today. She showed up looking like Dahmer, and everybody's been talking about it online. And it's like, oh, man, you're better than this. Who told women they look great with the Dahmer glasses on? Because I've seen Jennifer Aniston, her, and
it's
a few others.
It's just cyclical fashion. The 70s shit is kind of
it looks
its way
so
back in.
Awful on her. Like, stop doing it.
And her,
I don't really get it.
Her attorney got mad that in the courtroom cameras, one of them just stayed fixed on her the entire time.
Of course they did.
Which it's like, yeah, she's one of the most famous people on the planet.
Yes. Do you know what this is over, by the way? It's
only a $300,000 thing. Why is she even going to court? Just pay it and move on with her life.
Hang on, dude. So not only that, but she's drugged this out now for, this has been in court for 7 years.
I think she's just fucking bored.
She's just doing it to fuck with this guy. I
don't think she has anything better to do than this. Otherwise, $300,000 is nothing.
I don't think it's that.
She spent more in court fees.
I think it's the point. So I read up on this case. I was like, what the fuck is this? Somebody ran into her on a mountain at a ski resort. I think it was Deer Lodge. And the person claimed that they had a violent concussion and some back injuries and some other things.
Was it Sonny Bono?
From getting run into. Oh, yeah. R.I.P.
Well, I don't care if he's resting in peace or not. Fuck him. I have no idea about.
He was great with
Cher. I don't know anything about Sonny Bono.
He was great with
Cher. I think he ran for Congress.
He did. He won.
Yeah.
Yeah. But with this. Everybody runs into each other on a goddamn ski resort mountain. So like,
I'm going to go to the easiest one and just run into kids and then find their parents. Cause the only children getting ski lessons there during certain parts of the year have wealthy parents.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to sue the fucking parents. Like, hey, your kid tripped me up and now I've got AIDS.
So I think this is what this is over. So my guess, it's not the $300,000. It's just to fuck this guy over for 7 years because this court case will cost more than $300,000.
Oh, yeah.
But originally, I guess the person was asking for like $20 million and then the judge threw it out and was like, no, this is stupid. You can only ask for X amount of dollars if you're even going to attempt to do that. I stand with Gwyneth on this one and I think it's fun. Now, I'm with you, Dan, where... If this is 7 years of my life drug out for this, I'll pay. And you're as rich as Goopy Jeans here. Pay the fucking money and move on with your life.
Yeah, I mean, Goop.
I don't want to be bothered.
That's probably maybe one day of revenue for Goop. Like, seriously.
If that, I mean.
All right.
She sells so many fucking products.
But she doesn't have anything better to do.
Well, it's 8 days. So they're expecting this goddamn thing to go for 8 straight days now. And it's like, dude. Sitting in a courtroom for 8 days for this bullshit? No way. Absolutely no way. But I didn't hear that they were pissed that they put a camera on her. Like, yeah, that's the only interesting thing. You want to see? I want to see the 72-year-old person there, for Christ's sakes. Because you know it's an old person, right? The person's like 70 or some bullshit now. So, yeah, I don't want to see the old person. I want to see Gwyneth Paltrow.
It's pretty weird.
I don't want to see her with these fucking glasses on. I can tell you that. The feds just hiked the rates again?
0.25.
Are you fucking kidding me?
So you know how the last
breaking news. I just went down right now.
The last couple of weeks, everybody's been talking about how American financial institutions are going to collapse and it's all over.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Just same stupid bullshit.
The market just dropped 500 points on that news. What did it end up at?
They raised the rates a quarter point. Which means that even a fucking couple of major banks go. I mean, honestly, it's a good thing. It means that people took a little bit of a step back and realized that some of these things were isolated and it wasn't going to really fuck everything over. But I think it could be bittersweet. It could be like now people are going to be a little bit more resilient to it, yes, but also kind of blind to the issues that are underlying. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, it wasn't that bad. We came through it. It's like, well, we kind of got lucky.
Yeah.
That this exposed one very specific type of malfeasance and negligence going on in American banking right now, but it doesn't really solve any of the systemic problems with American banking. You know what I mean? This wasn't a test balloon to see how our banking system would stand up to the stupid shit we're doing. It's a test balloon to see if people could be talked down off the ledge in a reasonable amount of time, which, you know, good. That happened,
uh-huh.
Certainly, but we still haven't solved any problems.
Dan, we got some sponsors to put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinking bros. 50% off the bundle package. Come on. Why? Unbelievable savings there. They've never had half off there. The adjustable base and the mattress combined together, and you get 50% off. They don't even give a shit which mattress you pair up with that either, by the way. I was going through all the price points last night of all the mattresses, and I was like, ah, shit, this is all of them, if you want. So feel free to peruse the entire catalog of mattresses. They got the Ghost Lux. They got the 3D Matrix mattress on there, and you can pair that up with the adjustable base and get 50% off. They've also got it available in Split King. So if you want to go to sleep before or after, instead of one remote control, it'll come with two. Control your own destiny at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Get a Split King if you need it. Now, the rest of the store is now 40% off with the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout. And they're giving away two free luxury pillows with the mattresses. They've never had savings like this over at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. So buckle up. If you're thinking about getting a new mattress or a new bedroom set right now, it's definitely the time, dude. The interest rates may be going up, but Ghostbed's prices are going down. Get the sheets, by the way. Those are highly underrated. I've got the sheets in every room of my house. Huge fan of those. They got weighted blankets, covers, all the fun stuff over there. And when you check out, you're going to see a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest, long as you have decent credits. And if you do, congratulations. You can use all the deals that I mentioned earlier with that. They're all applicable. And you can walk out of there with a brand new bedroom set for about $20 a month. Head on over to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Next up, we got bubsnaturals.com. This is the best collagen on the planet. Bubs is truly unflavored, exceedingly soluble, and better than the other guys. This is stuff you're going to be taking every morning anyways. All of us do. Look, man, you get past, what, 28? You're taking collagen protein every morning, and you're taking MCT oil powder, which they also have. It'll be your favorite new functional coffee creamer. D'Anthony, what's the new one over there in front of you? What do we got there?
It's Halo Creamer is what it's called.
Halo Creamer is the really fucking good. Shit, dude. That just came out. Check that out as well. This collagen protein, by the way, if you're axing out there, is for joint health, muscle recovery, gut health, all that other stuff. Look, these are products we're taking every single day. Instead of going to GNC, go to bubsnaturals.com and support a company that supports veterans. Use promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off there. Bubs Naturals is actually a tribute to former Navy SEAL Glenn Bub Doherty, the hero who laid down his life saving Americans in Benghazi. Glenn's call sign in the Navy was Bub, so hence the term Bubs Naturals there. Bubs donates 10% of all profits to charity in Glenn's honor, starting with the Glenn Doherty Memorial Foundation on Veterans Day. 100% of the proceeds go to the Glenn Doherty Foundation. So go to bubsnaturals.com right now. Use the promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off. That is bubsnaturals.com. Promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off. Next up, we got blackbuffalo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros is going to get you 20% off your first order. Love the old Black Buffalo here, dude. Makes me feel like I'm dipping again, because that's what it is. It's dip. If you're 21 or over and you dip or chew tobacco, pouches or long cut, you got to try the tobacco alternative Black Buffalo. So I had to give up my dipping a long time ago. But occasionally, from time to time, I like to throw a little bit of Black Buffalo in there. It's a 3-time Best New Products Award winner. And Black Buffalo is everything you love about dipping, including the pharmaceutical-grade nicotine, just without the actual tobacco leaf or stem. It's dip, literally made from edible green leaves and food-grade ingredients with the same flavors and texture as traditional tobacco products. No compromise. Black Buffalo sells products on their websites at blackbuffalo.com and is available in both long cut and pouches. They produce a variety of flavors like wintergreen, mint, straight peach, even blood orange. Born in the Midwest, raised in the South, Black Buffalo proudly manufactures their products here in the good old US of A for adult US consumers. They're proud supporters of the U.S. military, veterans, and first responders. Use promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout for 20% off your first order at blackbuffalo.com. Yeah, talking about eufy.com. The Eufy video lock is unbelievable. You can get it on Amazon, you can get it at Best Buy stores starting on May 20th. What is it? It's a smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security, so you can have everything you need in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys like my wife. You can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. It's easy to install and set up with just a Phillips head screwdriver. No drilling required. It's got a keyless entry. No more fumbling for the keys when hands are full. Never worry about kids losing keys or passing among the renters of your house. You got a rental property out there. This is a must have. I love this product. Just got it a couple weeks ago. Huge fan. Have the Ring camera. It's okay. It's not as great as this, so I swapped it out. Go to Eufy Video Lock today on YouTube. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit EUFYOfficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your front door. So this is the ninth hike since March of 2022. I mean, we're now, so that's 1 year. We've had nine hikes in one fucking year.
Yeah, I think it'll probably, this will probably be the last hike. We'll talk about on the news tomorrow, but housing costs in Q1 so far of 2023 have gone down for the first time in 12 years. Right.
Yeah.
So it's starting to, we're finally seeing a return on the interest raises. So we'll see.
Wow.
I mean, it's, Our financial system is held together with fucking bubble gum.
That's what it feels like.
To be
like.
Honest. So yeah, yeah. It's gonna, we'll see what happens over time, but, you know, who cares?
That episode we did with Homeboy the other day is still on the charts, and everybody's kind of fearful out there of what's going to happen. I did not think they would hike the rates again today.
Well, fear is just, that's a signal, right? It's like, pay attention. That's all it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is good. It's a good thing. Fear, pain, those things exist for a reason.
But as far as like buying houses, cars, all that other shit right now, well, you're fucked. I mean, if you're trying to do that right now, I don't know anybody who can afford those rates, because you've got to be over 8 in probably 8.25 now in housing.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I mean, you could still buy points relatively easily.
You can, but it's costly. I've bought points in the past. And it's an extra 30K, mm-hmm. 30, 40K.
A lot of times, yeah, if you're building, like on our new build, we kind of got points like gifted to us.
Yeah.
Like kind of baked into it as part of the deal. And it's like, hey, or like we got like a discount on the points, essentially. So if you're building, that's probably something you can do.
Yeah, but the buying points back as, I guess, being prohibitive to new buyers or people buying new homes, rather, that only works if major goddamn finance companies across the world aren't also spending a ton of money on real estate right now.
Right.
That's like putting a stop sign in a town, and then next to it you say, except for people with cars over $100,000. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like it's ineffectual. So that's probably one of the reasons we've had to raise the rates so high, is because typically speaking, people would not buy their way out of this. They would just wait. But BlackRock and Vanguard will just buy their way out of it.
Yes.
Because nobody else can compete with them. And it's a smart move on their part to do that.
And that's what I'm worried about the most when I see shit like this is, I mean, right now at these rates, yeah, the only people that can afford to buy houses, unless mm-hmm. you're doing it in cash, would be a BlackRock or a Vanguard or somebody.
Yeah,
like
and
that.
Most Americans right now are kind of focusing on buying wet pussy pills. You know what I mean?
I know. Maybe I shat on his idea too quickly.
This
I was
is the
unaware
sign.
That it was out.
Well, he was unaware that there was already a product. It's like, I got this really good idea for a product. So it's a computer that you can take home with you.
As soon as this episode's over, I'm going to text him a picture of that fucking bottle, dude.
Send him a picture of your asshole, too. Be like, hey, will I get this wet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Get this wet? Hey.
Let's get this wet. You gonna get this asshole wet or not? Huh? Saw the reaction last night from Succession, by the way. The critics got to watch the entire season last night. They said through and through, it is just an absolute fucking banger and the ultimate send-off. Now I'm fucking excited about it. I was nervous. I was a little nervous about this. But they were raging at the premiere party last night. Good for them. I was unaware how hard Brian Cox fucking parties.
How could you have possibly been unaware of that?
I love Brian Cox.
You don't need to know anything about him except his nationality.
Age. Yeah. Just simple age.
Are you kidding?
To be able to rage that hard.
He's fucking Scottish,
dude. Scott.
Yeah.
He grew up drinking fucking scotch.
How old is he, though?
75?
Yes.
Doesn't matter. Also, he's pickled. I love when that Jeremy Strong stuff came out where he was just talking about like how much of a method actor he was.
Yeah, and he hates
it. Brian Cox was just like, how about you try something called acting?
Yep. Like Brian Cox hates him.
Yeah. He's like, I don't do that American shit.
Hated him on that set.
There's the same stories about Helen Mirren on the set of 1923. She just fucking rages with the crew.
That's great. I didn't hear that.
But she's Russian. Her name is Helen Mironov.
Yeah. Right.
Russian, and grew up in the UK. Like that chick.
Drinking vodka.
We can't afford water. Here's some vodka, you little bitch.
Yeah. She's hiding all that vodka in those heavies, dude. And good for her.
We're on Patreon. Pull up a picture of Helen Mirren's titties right quick.
We can't show the real ones,
no,
right?
But you can put it full screen on here.
We did the nude ones.
Yeah, yeah, she's hot.
Yeah. Mirren still plays, dude, at this age. That's right, dude. I forgot about that.
This is from the 80s, I think.
Yeah, right? It was. What was the movie? So we can tell people what it is.
You don't want to watch the movie.
You probably don't, yeah.
Just fucking pound off of this.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I mean,
she's like, yeah. You can't really ask for better in this era, 70s, 80s. Nah. This is from... sorry.
What's the picture next to it there? Who's lying down like that awkwardly?
Where?
Right in the middle there. There's a girl's face looks like a mugshot, and then there's an ass that's pointing up.
That looks like it's her.
Is that her underwater?
Oh yeah. I think
why
so.
Is she scuba diving buck naked?
I don't know. It's from a movie called Age of Consent.
Oh boy.
Oh, now we're talking.
That now sounds pretty risque. Talking, that's not real.
Stop. I know, this is, that's but it's not funny. Real. Oh boy. Don't. I hope Giorgio doesn't come back for job. This.
Definitely
one,
not a natural blonde.
No.
Got a fucking spider web going on down there.
I think they've shopped a monkey's
don't
vagina onto this, to be honest.
Show this to Giorgio. That's not real, Giorgio.
Giorgio is. Again,
he likes his his 80-year-old pussy a certain way.
I'm off it, Ross.
I doubt it. You're off it for today.
Shaken, not stirred is his.
Yeah, preface. I was unaware Mirren did so much nudity.
I was kind of hoping she was going to do some in 1923, and now the new season, the second season of 1923, is going to be mostly about Bass Reeves.
You know, I haven't watched it yet.
It's good.
Yeah, is it good? Is it worth it?
I mean, it's Helen Mirren and fucking
who's 69ing in that, Bob? Well, you don't just pull up a 69 photo and be
Helen
like,
"This is Helen Mirren."
Shut the fuck up.
She has a 69 scene in Caligula. Potentially,
I mean, she's got a cock in her mouth.
That's
right
an
there.
Actual cock.
Yeah, you want to blow that
that's
up?
Yeah, put that up on. We can't put it on. Well,
it's not showing anything. You see, like just a sliver
boy.
Of cock.
Definitely, just make it full screen here.
There you go.
She's definitely sucking that dude's cock right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Is that Stallone? Because he did softcore porn too.
It looks like Stallone's body, doesn't it? Holy shit.
It looks like his hair.
Hey, whoa.
But this looks foreign.
Yeah, it does look foreign.
There's a tattoo on the shoulder.
I don't know that I'm... Well, he's got a tattoo on his shoulder. But I don't know that I'm ready to go all in on Mirren doing a 69.
I'm all in on that.
I'm saying I don't buy it. I don't know if this is true.
But yeah,
I know the movie, the name of it. I've never seen it.
1923 is obviously going to be good, right? Because Homeboy is a good writer. Typically,
yeah, and Harrison Ford.
I don't know. Does he direct as well?
Some of the episodes.
But the episodes, either way, it's really well done. Harrison Ford, Helen Mirren, Jerome Flynn, the guy from what was his character in Game of Thrones? Bronn.
Yeah,
Bronn from Game of Thrones. It's good.
You're gonna have to put him in a 51-50 pretty soon, though. I heard he's having some problems. Taylor Sheridan.
Why is that?
He just can't keep up. The entire network is based on him now, and the rumor is it wasn't just Costner on the set of Yellowstone. It's that he's behind in his scripts, and it's like Yeah, I mean, you're doing 19 fucking series on one network. Yeah, well, you're gonna be behind.
He needs to take some time off for himself, you know. And here's I also do. So here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go home and watch Caligula tonight.
So here's who this cock might belong to.
Yeah, whose cock is that?
Try to trace that cock back to the
how's Herschel
cock back.
What do we got?
Traced the cock back.
All right,
and you're gonna. It's a surprising one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, is this Mirren first?
Wait,
of all?
Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
Is it Bruce Jenner?
No.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
No, no.
If it was Bruce, full hard cock, yeah. and Mirren, that'd be great.
It is potentially one of the greatest actors of all time sporting a Bruce Jenner wig. I think this is Peter O'Toole.
Whoa, that's a great one. Holy shit, dude!
I mean, we've seen his O'Toole now.
Yeah, I thought he was gay. Is he not? Wait, what happened? What happened? Why is Delco put his head down?
Because I put the picture of his face up, O'Toole, and then he immediately switches to...
I'm switching back and forth.
69?
It's fine.
Did the audience see the 69?
Yes.
All right.
You can't see anything.
Yeah, you can't technically see anything there.
And it's art.
Yeah.
When Helen Mirren's sucking dick, it is definitely art.
Did they cut the feed?
No, I just found this shoulder tattoo.
He has?
Yeah.
Is it O'Toole's?
Oh, man, this looks might be. Very close.
Oh, to Stallone?
No, to O'Toole.
Yeah.
So if it's Peter O'Toole, that's amazing. O'Toole straight?
Yeah.
He was. Okay.
I mean, he does have a gay face.
Yeah.
To be honest.
He does.
But look, it's like plenty of gay dudes have had their dick sucked by girls before.
Yeah,
that's not that big a deal.
No, it's not that big of a deal.
Especially if you got to do it on for a movie, you're not going to fuck up Caligula for fuck's sake.
No, you can't. You can't.
And he's a method guy too. So,
well, we've all lied to get jobs, and you know, walking in saying, "Oh, I'm straight. Great. Here's what's going to happen. There's going to be a hardcore 69 scene, and we're going to have to see your hard boner in someone's
Peter
mouth."
Peter O'Toole's.
So, as far as real movies go, I'll say this. The best beach I've seen on screen, then, if we're going that, was probably Brown Bunny.
Oh, yeah. With Chloe 70 yeah, sucking with, dick.
Vincent Gallo's mm-hmm. dick, where you were just like, oh, shit.
I mean, she straight up sucked his dick and he came in her mouth.
Yes, on screen. And that movie sucks. And I remember I watched it at Sunset 5. I was in an actual theater and I watched it. And I was like, man, this is the worst movie of all time. Really, but I heard he gets his dick sucked and he's got a hog in it. And sure enough, that was worth it. Like, good popcorn and to see a real beach live on screen like that, like, I'm fine with it.
I mean,
I'm
that's why
bitch.
People go to the fucking... Cheryl Teagues was in that movie, too.
Really?
That's why people go to the porn theater, because they want to fucking... there's something, I guess, exciting about... seeing something with other people that you're not supposed to see with other people. You know what I mean?
Have you been to one of those things?
No.
Yeah.
There's too much cum.
There's so much.
There's so much cum everywhere.
So much cum.
Even Cum Dog Millionaire wouldn't go to a place like that.
No. When I went to New York to NYU for grad up there, there was a bunch of those theaters right in Midtown. So right between like 53rd and 57th. And finally, because you see the signs, right? So, you know, the signs were up of what the fucking porn was and whatever. And I'm like, man, I'm just going to see what this is and what kind of people go there. First of all, it's exactly the people you think that go there. And you're right, Dan. I think there is some weird interest of the other people sitting there watching shit that they shouldn't together with strangers in a theater. But the movie, and I asked the guy, because I was like, hey, I'm just going to pop my head in and bounce. It was like a dollar, right? I just want to see what this is all about. And he goes, it's fucking dark, bro. And I was like, all right. And I walked in. Yes, it was every bit as dark as you think it would be. And everything looked like it had come on it. Every single fucking seat, all of it.
Yeah. I just not going to a place like that.
No. And then two people, Pee Wee Herman was popped in there. Remember jacking off in that theater? Mm-hmm. And then was it Fred Ward? Was he the other one from from Waiting for Guffman and all that stuff?
Yep.
Great actor.
Fred Ward, you mean from Anchorman?
Yes.
Didn't he get...
Pop up a picture for the audience.
It was when he was elderly, too.
It was. Yes.
But I understand that part of it. Frankly, if you're over 75 years old and you commit a crime and there's not an actual victim, like somebody who's been physically injured or had their property stolen, just let them go, man.
That's what I said.
Why are you trying to drag this man's name through the mud?
I don't get it.
Fred Willard.
Fred Willard. Yeah, yeah.
Fred Ward is the guy from Tremors and shit.
Oh, Fred Ward was...
he's Joe Dirt's dad. And
Remo
Joe
Williams. Oh, yeah, yeah. It was Remo Williams.
But it was Fred
Willard. Fuck, I definitely want to take that back because I love Remo Williams.
Well, Fred Willard's the one that got popped, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Fred Willard, that's it. Pop a picture up of Fred Willard. You'll know exactly who this is.
I mean, I've had my dick sucked in a movie theater a lot.
Uh-huh. But you weren't watching pornography.
No, I think I was watching fucking... Oh, man, what was it? I think it was one of the Star Wars movies the last time.
Really?
Yeah.
Speaking of Star Wars, a bunch of people hit me up about my buddy, Ahmad Best, dude. He's back. Jar Jar Binks is back.
I don't know who that is.
The actor who played Jar Jar Binks. Mm. Spoiler if you watch that bullshit. Mandalorian's back, I guess. Can you guys shake your head and confirm that?
Yeah, I haven't started watching it yet, but real excited for season 3 of Mando.
Okay, so it started, spoiler alert, I guess you can turn it off here if you want. They brought him back, not Jar Jar Binks, but the actual actor, to become a Jedi in this fucking thing. And the internet went nuts last night, and I'm amped about it because I put him in like 3 or 4 movies just because he was genuinely fucking hilarious and really great in auditions and all that other shit, but... there was somebody who came up to me and told me on set, because I don't really get into that shit, that nerd shit too much, mm-hmm. right? And they were like, hey, dude, you know who that is? And I was like, no, who? And they were like, it's Jar Jar Binks. And I was like, how the fuck would you even know that without that costume on?
Well, you look it up.
But still, if you put a side-by-side of Jar Jar Binks and Mr. Best up there, it's a black guy and then Jar Jar Binks. Like, no, I would not recognize him walking down the street.
I mean, they probably just looked it up on IMDb, right?
No, but this was a sighting of like, hey, this extra had come up to me and pointed him out. And he goes, you know who that is? And I was like, no, it's Ahmad Best. Like, what do we got here? And they were Jar Jar Binks.
But you know how Trekkies. You know how Star Wars people are.
That's what he looks. So this is what he looks like today.
How could you not know, Ross?
Stop it.
I'm kidding.
I was going to say.
He looks like a Wish.com Damon's or Wayans guy. You know how Star Wars people are. They fucking
fiction and shit. So
they probably just looked him up at some point.
But it ruined his life. So later on, because again, I just kept casting him. I just loved working with him. He was just the nicest, like greatest dude ever, and he was so fucking funny. He was an FDR American Badass and all that shit.
I wouldn't have pegged
Jar Jar Binks. He was the guy with the chalkboard.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't have pegged Jar Jar Binks as a black actor.
Me neither. And I mean,
honestly, I would have guessed like an Asian woman, if I'm being honest.
So one day we were sitting at lunch and I go, dude, how often did you hear that? I was like, someone actually came up and told me about the Jar Jar Binks thing. And he goes, I hear it all the fucking time. And he goes, it's ruined my career and my life. And I was like, no way. And I go, but you don't look or sound or anything like Jar Jar. I would never be able to pick that out of a lineup. And he goes, did you see the movie? And I go, yeah, I saw the movie. And I was like, you know. The weird rubber character and everything else, but it wasn't an acting performance or anything else that would separate. It was just the costume looked weird and shitty to me. And that guy got fucking destroyed all over town for wearing a rubber suit and making a shit ton of money in a fucking make-em-up like Star Wars. Like,
I mean, who hasn't found themselves in a rubber suit? You know? By the way, it was The Joker. That was the movie I was getting my dick sucked to.
Was it really? Yeah. Which one?
The Joker.
Yeah, but the one with Joaquin Phoenix?
Is there a different one?
So this happened like 3 years ago or whatever that movie came out.
4 years ago. A little over 4 years ago. So it was out. That movie came out, summer of 2019?
Yeah. Do you take the girl back for the sequel then?
No. I mean, maybe. Yeah. Who knows? Right?
See what she's doing? Yeah. Hey, Joker 2's out this weekend. Down for sucking some dick and going to the same movie?
I do remember one funny part where she was like, my dick's in her mouth. She goes, oh, you're trying to watch this movie, aren't you? And I'm like, I can do both. Why not?
Call her back for Folly Ado, I believe, is the new one that's coming out. She'll be like, hey, what are you up to this weekend?
Well,
I haven't talked to you in 4 years. Well... I got an interesting one.
The romantic lead is going to be quite a bit better this time. It's not just going to be some weird passive aggressive relationship with his down the hall neighbor that actually never happened. Right. It's going to be, it'll be. So the
it's Lady Gaga.
Yeah. But the original story is that she was his fucking therapist or whatever when he got put into an asylum.
Oh, okay.
And then they fall in love and he fucks her brain up or whatever the fuck.
All right.
So I wonder if it's going to be like that.
Yeah, it's a musical. I know the whole thing's a musical, which Bob
then
loves.
I'm not going to be watching it.
Bob loves musicals.
I've never made it through a musical more than like 2-3 minutes.
I'm trying to think if I have.
Sweeney Todd?
Elvis, I guess, was technically a musical, but I mean, there was a lot of, and I love that film, but there was enough acting scenes in between. That's,
you ever watched Les Mis with Russell Crowe?
No.
I saw some stuff on Twitter. And he's not good at singing. You would think that would be a prerequisite for that job.
Hugh Jackman.
Les Mis is bad.
Hugh Jackman was built by God to be in musicals.
He was.
Beautiful man, great actor, great singing voice.
Gay.
Super gay. Married to a fat white woman.
Yeah. Les Mis was awful. Like, I couldn't do it.
Well, you know, Anne Hathaway won the Oscar for
that.
Yeah,
she was good. Here's why. Because she was...
It was so over the top. Jesse and I tried to get through, like, 15 minutes, and I was like, I can't do this anymore.
She won the Oscar because she was Eponine, I think, and her stuff all happens in the first, like, 30 minutes. So people watched that, and were like, oh, she was really good. I can't keep watching this. This sucks. And they turn it off, and they're like, Anne Hathaway was good. Let's just give it to her.
Oh, gotcha.
I like Anne Hathaway.
I do, too. I do, too. It's like,
but I couldn't deal with that. And then that Redmayne guy is in it, too, right?
Yeah.
And he's an insufferable cunt. Everything he's been in is terrible.
I fucking hate that Eddie Redmayne.
That one fucking tranny movie was like, oh, it's so brave. Yeah, to get an Oscar is so brave. Like, fuck off, dude. And he was terrible in...
Did you not like him as Hawking, when he played Stephen Hawking?
I haven't even seen that.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in watching a fucking cripple's life.
The theory of every.
To be honest, dude. That's not an.
He. I will say this. He was a really good cripple in that.
I'm sure he was, but a better movie is the one that Benedict Cumberbatch was in about, what's his nuts, Alan Turing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Imitation Game?
Imitation Game, yeah. That's a really good movie, and honestly, I can't believe he didn't win an Oscar for that. That's one of the best performances I've ever seen.
Yeah, that was fun. And it was a good, like, period piece World War II movie.
Can we give an Oscar for special effects to the people who made these Donald Trump AI arrest photos?
Oh, man.
They're pretty good.
I laughed about them last night for hours, dude. I saw these late last night, and I just started dying laughing because they're great.
Yeah, they're really good.
If he goes out like this, it'd be so fucking fun, dude. If you can pull up these photos.
Shouts to AI.
Was that who did it?
Yeah, it was Allen Iverson.
The answer, bitch.
I'm not even gonna respond to that. I'm not gonna do it today. I'm not.
Dan is on my side.
There it is. Look at that.
This is I was telling Dan yesterday, I saw these like yesterday afternoon after the show ended, and I was like, dude, someone is going to see something like this in the near future, not realize it's fake, and go and do something 100%. Fucking insane.
Yes.
And it doesn't, I'm not talking about a Trump supporter. I'm talking about anybody.
Anybody.
It'll be some kid, some little black kid riddled with bullets or some like weird thing that would piss off a conservative. Like someone's going to see that, just not even think about it, not Google, and just be like, time to kill. And then just.
It's going to be like
scroll to the next ones because they're all really good. I saw maybe 4 or 5 last night. This one was really good. This one was fucking awesome. It's just it looks real. You're just like, this is fucking crazy.
Rob, can the AI make Hitler actually handsome? It's the question.
Let me just get on. I mean, I don't need that to happen.
No, you can't. Unless you're doing the manipulation yourself. I've tried on Dolly and everywhere else. It won't let you put in Hitler stuff. Because for whatever reason, I guess they don't want people promoting,
but according to Kanye, he did some good things, and according to Bob, he was pretty
very
hot.
Attractive. Yeah,
very attractive man. So strange.
Yeah, Rob, that's not a comment on him morally. Look, man,
just on his look, you're just solely going off.
I mean, you agreed that Stalin was a good-looking young man, and he killed way more people than Hitler.
That's true.
Probably five times.
But he was actually pretty good-looking. You know what I'm saying? I'm able to separate the art from the artist. You know what they really look like. And well, Hitler, Stalin was a good looking
Hitler
dude.
Painted pictures of dogs.
Oh,
German shepherds specifically. Yeah.
Okay.
He was an artist. He was a failed artist. He's not very good.
He wasn't good at all. Well, maybe that's.
I mean,
part
he was good. Like if it was your buddy, and he like painted something, you're like, oh, that's pretty fucking good. But if you went to a museum or some shit inside, you're like, what is this guy fucking retarded? So,
but Bob, to your point about this Trump thing, so pop this. Look at this photo. I mean, this is great. Whoever did this, it's great, right? Him running down the street is fucking awesome.
Man,
dude,
they've got to make one where he's like holding a giant American flag running from the cops or something.
So
that would
good.
Be hilarious.
It's so good. But here's where we are as a culture, okay? Because the next thing that popped up right after this, so if you'll type this into Vice, this is a real thing too. Vice is about to go bankrupt, partially because their founder, Shane Smith, took $100 million out of that deal, but whatever.
Well, it's also because they fucking suck at everything.
They do, and this is further proof. So,
used to be a good place.
I was the biggest Vice fan.
Yeah, same here.
Especially the HBO series where they actually go to like the fucking front lines.
Yeah, dude, when they went to North Korea. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, they did a bunch of shit. So right underneath this, Vice is a real article, and you can pull this up. Who had it worse, Trump or Jesus Christ, with a question mark? And that's a real headline on Vice right now. And if you combine these photos with an actual article and everything else, there it is right there. Who had it worse, Trump or Jesus Christ?
Love this header.
The upside down Bible.
Oh my God, dude.
This is like
the upside down Bible, and then there's a picture. Is that Henry Caviezel from Passion of the Christ? Who do they use there?
This Jim. Is just some dude in an Easter parade. Like this isn't Caviezel.
Stations of the Cross.
Yeah, this is like just a really high production Stations of the Cross.
But this is like straight up straw man argument. Like, yeah, I heard a guy say this is the premise of the article, in case you don't want to read it, and I don't recommend reading because it's stupid. The premise is some guy somewhere believed it.
Yeah.
That this is true. So is it true? Let's examine how stupid this conservative I made up is. It's like Billy Madison when he's getting on the bus and fucking Chris Farley's trying to tell him how he banged Veronica
Vaughn.
Oh, you can imagine what it would be like if she did. That's the lowest frequency form of an accusation is like, well, you can imagine what it'd be like if it did happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, no, I can't, because it's never fucking happened, you idiot.
Very popular form of journalism now is people are saying XYZ and they just embed like four tweets.
Yeah, that's all. I mean, even this one, like,
but that's BuzzFeed from 2012.
It is.
You know what I mean? And now it's mainstream journalism.
Right.
Yeah. But I'll read this this cold open here. In MAGA world and Christian nationalism circles, many Trump supporters see his imminent arrest as eerily similar to the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. What? No, I don't know anybody who's comparing what Jesus went through, nailed to a cross.
Also, are there
to Donald Trump?
Are there more than like 12 Christian nationalists? I don't know any. We run in some pretty conservative circles. And I'm not familiar with any of these people.
I'm not either, man. I haven't met many.
It seems kind of like a trope.
It does.
People
but,
on Twitter that are lunatics who are posting from something other than their actual name probably say stuff like that a lot. But nobody actually behaves that way.
It does. But then you see, like, why is Joel Osteen's church full every week?
Because
a lot of weirdos out there.
Yeah, because he's convinced people. Well, his message is not Christian nationalism. It's something called Word of Faith, right?
Yeah.
That's what the movement's called. It was started by Paul and Jan Crouch, the people that owned TBN back in the day. And then Kenneth Copeland, remember that guy? COVID-19! That guy made it popular, Benny Hinn, a couple of other people. But their message is that Jesus was rich.
Okay.
The bag referred to amongst the disciples was a bunch of loot that they carried around everywhere. They were rich. And that you could also be rich if you give me money as a show of faith.
Hmm. You don't say.
That's the entire religion. Is that you? It's a multi-level marketing scheme. It's a Ponzi scheme. You give me money, and then Jesus will bless you with a fortune.
And he will. I believe that.
No, because I think he's not been giving it to Jesus. There was $600,000 in cash in the fucking wall in his church.
Dan, there was a flood. All right, and he had to put the money somewhere so it wouldn't get wet.
Right. It's pretty funny, and you know, it's also. I don't know. We should unpack this sometime, because I don't know why it is that particular group of Christians are also the ones that are super into like quote unquote speaking in tongues and shit, which is just gibberish, uh-huh. or snake handling and all that stuff. It's the same group of people that do both of those things.
Yeah.
So was it like, was that a test balloon for how crazy somebody would be? Like, if I can get them to believe that Jesus is inside their head making them speak fucking some language that doesn't exist, sure. I could definitely get them to give me $50 a week.
Maybe. And I mean, look, obviously we bought a Pentecostal church here that we gutted. And people
yeah, but I've been partying. Burning sage in here to get rid of that well, shit. So
people
have
been
good.
Partying endlessly in here and fucking and all that other stuff. But with that, we did have to get rid of the snake pit. And I'll never forget when we still had the old church sign up here. And I was leaving work late one night, and a Mexican dude showed up in a pickup truck crying and was asking to come inside and repent for his sin. He looked like he just murdered somebody, and I was like, well, shit. I guess people really do need this, or you know what I'm saying? So
we should do that. Delco, let's get some painter suits and cover them in fake blood and just keep going to mass and try to be like, hey, I need to repent now.
Right now. Just with covered in blood.
Will the priest say something challenge?
Go to confession, yeah. Like, how bad does it have to get in this little booth here before something bad happens to me?
Right.
I think is a good way to do that.
Lastly here, to put a button on this Trump shit and this Vice thing, the Writers Guild out in Hollywood could potentially go on strike May 1st. They're asking for a lot of demands because they're not making any money now that streaming is on the table. And that I can verify. They're not making shit or residuals or anything else. But here's the weird thing. This will go back to the AI and everything else. One of the things they're asking for in this these bargaining table fucking agreements and shit like that is they want ChatGPT to be able to use – writers to be able to use that for scripts, but then they get the credit for it. And I find that incredibly odd because that's your job, is to make up stuff and not have somebody else do it. So then what are you, just better at ChatGPT than everybody else?
Well, we've never done this in any other industry. When creative destruction has happened, mm-hmm. we told people to learn to code.
Right.
Right. We didn't tell them to like, hey, you're going to get a residual. And look, that's the primary argument behind basic universal income, right?
Uh-huh.
Is that millions, thousands, depending on the industry, of people are going to be displaced from the workforce, and all the things that come aside from just their personal suffering, all the things that come second, third order out of that. It probably makes sense for the dividends of the profits or the additional net revenue from not having physical employees mm-hmm. be distributed amongst the employees. That's the argument. I don't know if it makes sense or not, to be honest. Maybe we just go full Luddite and tear all the machines down at some point. Like, think about it from this perspective. So basic universal income makes sense because you are displacing people in a way that's never been done in human history and at a rate and a scale that's never been done in human history. So we are fucking up our economy. Automation fucks up the economy. It's like, it has short burn is good,
uh-huh.
right? Because it reduced costs and stuff like that. And then people are able to buy more and blah, blah, blah. But long term, it sucks. But just paying people to exist, we see the outcome of that right now. And it turns you into a piece of shit, a purposeless piece of shit that becomes a perpetual victim for the rest of your life. That can't happen either. So I think we need to fucking rise up. I think Kaczynski had it right. And I'm not kidding. I think the things he said about warning against technology into the future, this is before the internet, by the way.
Right.
The things he said about that were 100% correct.
So with this, I've read some of these scripts that ChatGPT has chunked out. There's not one of them that's been any good.
There's a South Park episode, the latest South Park episode, actually, from this current season, 26, I think,
okay.
is the season they're on. It was completely written by ChatGPT.
How was it? Did they make fun of it?
Yeah. But okay. It's like, I don't know what they were writing to prompt it. I don't know if they just said, hey, write a South Park episode about this and then uploaded all the scripts from prior or whatever. I don't know exactly what
did they
did.
Tell the audience like beforehand. That was they were part like, of it, hey, yeah. Oh, that's fun. Yeah.
And the whole episode. So they asked ChatGPT to write an episode about the kids at South Park or the town of South Park using ChatGPT and what the downfall of that might be or something like that. I'm not exactly sure what the prompt was, but it wasn't their best. It was okay, but it's South Park, right? I mean, just hearing Cartman yell racial slurs is funny to me.
Sure.
So it doesn't take much to get me going on there.
Yeah, I just haven't read one of those things that was any goddamn good yet. And but it's odd that you want that in the language of the new contract. As if, what, ChatGPT is going to be able to sue or, you know, because...
No, it's that I doubt it would be the individual writer that would get that. It would probably be a pool, right? So... If ChatGPT writes a script, then the residuals and revenue from that that would normally have gone to a writer go to the pool of writers now. That would make sense.
Okay.
But not to an individual. Like how?
Yeah.
I mean, if you own the IP, you own the IP. It doesn't matter where it comes from. So that's not an issue. I don't know. It has to be to a pool, a writer's pool, you would think.
I am not sure. You know, we'll follow it as it goes along. But it was when I read that language today, I was like, oh, fuck. All right. I mean, I guess we're here. You just want to take credit for whatever they did just because you set it into a machine. Strange.
I mean, you're still doing the prompting, I guess. But I think the fear of the writers is that that producers will cut them out of the process entirely, hire interns and say, hey, you know what would be funny is a movie about two donkeys sucking each other's dicks. And you just like, hey, ChatGPT, write me a movie about two donkeys sucking each other's dicks.
Well, that's still possible. And then because then you don't have to pay writers at all. And mm-hmm. you don't have to go through the Writers Guild or pay residuals or anything else.
But that's what
you're just
they would
a non-union
do.
Writer at that.
That's
point.
What they would do.
Yeah.
Right. That's the fear. And then, you know, AI is getting pretty good now, too. What if you can just fucking you can create a human being on AI, right? Mm-hmm. So you could say you could put in a family tree, for example, and say, hey, what would these people's grandkids look like from these two couples? What would their grandchildren look like after they produce a boy child, a girl child? What would the child of those two people look like? You could do that. So it's like, show me fucking what people might look like 200 years from now and make a movie about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you not only are you cutting out the writer, but you're cutting out everybody except for the editor, basically.
Yeah.
At that point.
Show me what Fidel Castro's kid looks like, and then it's Justin Trudeau.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, all right, cool. That one's real.
It's really good for porn because nobody really cares about the story and stuff like that.
No, nobody gives
but
a shit.
But for movies and TV, it's going to suck.
That's going to be awful.
I mean, it's kind of been happening, though, manually, right? When people interfere with the with the creative process for social or commercial reasons, you immediately lose comedy first because
you'll never do that. Yeah. Yeah.
But we don't even have, we're not going to have drama soon either because drama is rooted in reality, right? Like for you to care about a drama, it's like somebody loses something and you feel the loss yourself or you empathize or sympathize with it. That's not going to be the case anymore. It's just going to be robots talking to each other.
Yeah.
And serving you advertising.
Well, we're close. We're still here, though, luckily. Now's the point of the show. We get to the Drinking Bro of the Week. You can submit your Drinking Bro of the Week to drinkingbros.com. Top right, just click on the submission form. It gets emailed to us live on air. We don't read these in advance, so whatever happens, happens here. I like, though, that people are starting to put alive or dead next to it, so that helps me out at least. Before I start going down a dark hole, while you're there on drinkingbros.com, buy some merch. I got the new, I've got the Olive Garden shirt on here. Boom, dude. D'Anthony's got the Hard AF Seltzer hats on. He's got the hoodies on. It's still a little chilly here in Austin. Supposed to heat up over the weekend. We'll see. This one was submitted by Brandon Traster from Florida, listener of Drinking Bros. This is day one. He says, I'm a day one homie. And I'm nominating Matt Aitken and Jacob Viano. And then it says, luckily, they're still alive. Thank God. I'm nominating Pinellas County Sheriff's Deputies Matt Aitken and Jacob Viano. Aitken and his canine partner Taco responded to an auto burglary on April 12th. There we go. 2023. Aitken spotted the man who immediately ran from the scene. Aitken, his dog, and Viano tracked the man to a fenced-in backyard. The man opened fire with a 9mm handgun, hitting Aitken in the neck, hand, and leg, and then shot at Viano. Viano fired back, killing the man, later identified as Zion Bostic, 23 years old. Bostic had skipped a court date a week prior that would have sent him back to prison for a minimum of 5 years. During the investigation of the shooting, Bostic's mother told police that he told her he was not going back to prison. 5 days after being shot and being treated at Bayfront Hospital in St. Petersburg, Aitken walked out of the hospital while holding the hand of his nine-year-old daughter. If Viana was not working in the area that night and wasn't available to respond to this call, Aitken might not have survived. Cheers. For whatever reason, I feel like we know this story, Bob. Will you pull up Zion Bostic real quick? I feel like this was like live on TV one night or something. Or he might have gone on Instagram and said, I'm sorry to his mom. I'm not going back to jail or something like that. Type in that name. I just want to see for myself here at this point.
This is it. This is the guy, Captain Aitken.
Yep.
Yeah. So this is the story.
Yeah. All right.
Here we go.
Yes, that's the guy. Look at this fucking guy. It's definitely a face you couldn't forget there. Looks like a white Coolio mixed with Abraham Lincoln.
I'm just going to say
he's though. Very confused.
Beautiful eyes.
Yeah. Deceased suspect. Man, it's a shame he's gone. I'm sure the people are going to miss Zion there or no one.
Yeah, the gene pool is definitely suffering from his absence.
My God, dude. I remember this fucking guy. Like when you have a mugshot like that, that's kind of unforgettable, you know?
Yeah, I don't know if you can see it from where you are, but he does his eyebrows.
What do you mean? Get some? Well, he did. He's dead.
He did his eyebrows.
He did his eyebrows. Yeah,
like they're plucked. Dead. This is like how a woman does her eyebrows.
No shit. Look at that.
This is. Do you agree? Do you see this?
Yeah, I agree. No, look at the attention to detail.
Those look natural.
Those are not natural. Not at all.
This guy should have some thick ones.
He's getting tweezed. At least he probably looked nice in the casket.
I don't know. I mean, it's probably just a coincidence that they're that nice. Look at his beard. He's not very well kempt.
I don't know. That's a choice. It's a LeBron James beard.
Yeah, but you don't make that choice and then simultaneously make the choice to have really nice eyebrows, Ross.
And then Coolio dread.
Yeah, it's like you got super nice shoes on and fucking pants that have holes in them. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, dude. Fuck, I remember this. Cheers. I'm glad they're still alive. Holy shit, dude. All right. Well, thanks for submitting. That's a great story, at least.
And, here's the good guy.
Yeah, here we go. Let's show the good guy to end it. There we go. Look at that good-looking man and that dog down there.
Kind of looks like Pinellas
County doesn't fuck around down there. I know that area.
Yeah.
You should come out to a Rays game down there and rage, you know? We'll be down there in a few weeks. Yeah, we're trying to time it up with a Rowdies game.
Bring the dog.
Because Jesse wants to be Rowdy's royalty, you know? We want to make this our Wrexham.
If we could get enough people to the game and get shirts made that say Rowdy's royalty.
We ordered some shirts. The shirts will be here in a few days.
What? No, I mean like...
Not Rowdy's royalty.
We just have our merch company print our own. But if we could take like... If we could get everybody in one section and then just pass out shirts to everybody else. We'll bring in 1,000 shirts and just pass them out to a whole section and we'll take that section, Hard AF, Rowdy Royalty, and
yeah.
Just give people free t-shirts. It costs us like fucking, I actually don't know.
I want to see Jesse though in like a green emerald dress, like addressing everyone with like a little Queen's wave. You know, I want Rowdy's Royalty.
Have her dress up like the Statue of Liberty, but with a black eye. Right? Because that she's Rowdy.
She's been in a bar fight down there in Tampa. Looking forward to it. And tomorrow on Fake News, we'll give you the details of where we're all meeting up a week from Friday down in Miami for the Marlins game. As of right now, Dan is scheduled to throw out the first pitch Friday night and just kind of wrapping up some details on that.
Yeah, I've been practicing.
Have you?
Yeah, Bob and I had a catch in the parking lot.
Did you guys share a catch, dude? That's nice.
It was special.
Yeah.
How'd he do? How do you feel?
He was instinctually thrown. So we were playing catch, right?
Okay.
Like just two guys stand up playing catch. Sure. He was kind of instinctually just thrown downward, hitting the strike zone.
I'm institutionalized.
Really? Yeah. All right.
Yeah. It was the pitcher in him. Like I was going down to my knees to get, not he was bouncing him. Like he was just throwing it through the strike zone.
So was there no, but no, he didn't one hop it.
No. All the throws were good. Yeah. No, I'm just saying
I could throw obviously now because I don't throw that much anymore. But even when I was playing softball in my early 30s, I could throw the ball over left field fence relatively easily. Like, I got a hose, but
yeah,
just can't do any of the other stuff that's required of a professional athlete.
You know, yeah, of course.
Having a strong arm doesn't matter. It's like being, it's like Greg Oden. I'm tall. Congratulations. Yeah. So instead, I threw grenades at people. Pretty good at murdering.
I'm amped for this, and I can't wait to see this go down.
It was crisp, too.
All right. Hey, we'll find
out.
And
he wasn't even, you know, it was a warm-up.
We'll find out, because Bob, the way you're high, the way you're gassing him up right now, if he fucks this up.
He was throwing strikes on accident.
Okay.
What'd you call it?
Crisp?
No.
What?
Warm-up.
Warm-up?
Warm-up? We don't do that.
We need a speech pathologist for this. I mean, we broke you through ridicule of the other one. What was the other one?
I don't even know.
Burglary is mine. No, that's my toughest one.
We talked about it on the on Monday morning recap.
Ah, fuck.
You said some word correctly, and it shocked me.
The first time ever.
Yeah. I don't have to go back and look.
Yeah, we'll check the tape. We'll check the tape on that one, Bob.
I'll let you know if you're getting warm.
Yeah. Either way, though, it's a lot of pressure. I'm amped you're going first before me, though.
It's not pressure.
Okay.
Pressure is going into a room with somebody shooting at you and returning fire and being okay with that.
This is going into pressure. A stadium of 38,000 people.
I don't give two fucks about people watching me fuck up. It's not a big deal.
What if you peg the mascot?
If there's a mascot back there, I'm going to peg the mascot.
Billy the Marlin?
Oh, yeah. Like, seriously, if there's an opportunity, once I get out on the mound, if there's an opportunity to do some weird shit, I'm probably going to do it. I can't help myself.
Of course. Of course.
Or at least say something weird to the catcher when he runs up to hand me the ball back.
Did you guys order jerseys, or are you getting them there?
I didn't order one. I'm going to have to get it there.
I got one off of eBay sent to my house.
I looked, but the coolest one I could find was like a late 90s Andre Dawson.
Oh, there were some Sheffields on eBay.
I'll tell you what I got.
I would get a Sheffield. I couldn't find one. You said you were looking on eBay?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I got on eBay. It was $50. This will go back to, because we're buying tickets for all Drinking Bros listeners and everything else. It's the first episode we ever did. It was called Pegging Explained, and it was about Mike Piazza getting pegged. So I had to get a throwback Piazza jersey. And
you know, he played for them for like 8 days.
He did. And that's all I needed.
Yeah.
That's all I needed, dude. And so I got a nice, sweet Piazza Marlins jersey en route to my house to wear for opening weekend next weekend. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I might order one tonight, but I'm afraid I won't get there in time.
Check it out. Some of those are pretty quick. Or just get one in the stadium. I'm sure they get a fucking million of them there. So, thanks for tuning in, kids. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away over there. I think we're losing reviews on iTunes. We're at 6,500. I thought we were at 6,800 or 6,900. And it feels like every time we giveth, they taketh away. I'm not really sure why. They can't fucking stop us in the ratings, though. I mean, Jesus Christ. We can't go any higher than top 40 in the world just because of these celebrity assholes, but that's about it. So, thanks again, kids. We'll see you tomorrow for Fake News. For Danton and Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.